Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you have not yet, made a decision to follow Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, listen, now is the time. Today is the day, and go to meetmyfather.org so you can begin a relationship with him. And if you have made a choice to follow God and make Jesus the Lord of your life, but you're not practicing anything the Lord has laid upon you, remember, he says, the ones who actually hear this word of mine and they don't put it into practice is like somebody who builds their house on the sand. I don't care how pretty and how big your, quote, house is, it's going to fall. It's going to crash with a big crash if it's not built on Jesus. If you're not practicing what he said, which not singing about it, not talking about it, but practicing it, practicing what he said. He says, now the one who practices it, the one who practices the word of God are the one that when the storm comes, and they do come, and it comes with a big winds and all this different stuff, that your house will stand. It's not that you won't go through storms. Mm-hmm. It's that your house will stand. You'll be able to stand. Things, we may lose things and stuff like that, but you will stand, mm-hmm. Maybe with a limp, but you'll stand because God's able to make you stand, putting it into practice and understand that a false gospel has been preached, and that's how we got to this point, that you don't have to practice. You don't have to walk in the ways of God. You can just say a prayer, and that's not true. He said, if you don't put these words into practice, practice what is being preached. If you're not doing what you're saying or doing what, the Lord says, he says, you're going to fall. You're going to fall with a great, great crash. And so it's important to know that you don't have to worry about anybody. You don't have to worry about what people are thinking or anything like that, because your answer alone. You just need to make a decision for yourself. Say, hey, I am going to do what he says. I'm going to do what he says. And there's a lot of people right now, I like to say that they're hears, and people who hear and hear again, people mm-hmm. who do and do again. But God's looking for some hear do, mm-hmm. some people who hear it and do it. As a matter of fact, listen up.
We talk about how do we get back to God? How do we get back to the place that we are maybe for the first time, to a place that we need to be in God? Mm-hmm. And I think about three statements. I think about hearing, I think about doing, mm-hmm. and I think about hearing and hearing, mm-hmm. doing, and hearing and doing. This is why I think about that. Mm-hmm. I think about that because, we're told by Jesus that if you hear these words, Matthew chapter 7, if you hear, and there's a storm happening right now. It's not like coming, it's here, and it's just escalating. And he's talking about a storm, how to survive in the storm. Mm-hmm. He says, if you hear these words of mine and you put them into practice, in other words, if you hear it and you do it, you're like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the economy fell, I added that, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had the foundation of a rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, or does not practice them, is a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. The rain came down, the storms rose, the winds blew, the economy crashed, the government flipped, all these different things, and it fell with a great crash. And you think about it, it's so important, and the American church has gotten so used to just hearing. Did you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear? I heard that. Did you hear that? Oh, yeah, I heard that, and they said, I am so sold out for God. I'm so sold out for God, John. Listen, I'm going to go back next week. I'm going to hear some more. And somebody says, you haven't taught me because I've been here 10 years and I hear every week. hear, they said, right? But James tells us, the brother of Jesus tells us in James chapter 1, he says, if you hear the word and you don't do it, you're merely deceived. So if you're a hear, right? Think about it. Here, I mean, how many people, I mean, I've never seen such beautiful, orchestrated, elegant hearers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, look how she's hearing. Isn't that amazing?
Right.
I mean, she nods her head. She gives feedback, an amen every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he does so well. I mean, he's hearing really well. I mean, these are the best hearers I've ever heard. I mean, who would just show up to hear for so long? Hear, they said, right? And then you have the doers. You know, I'm thinking about Jersey. I'm just a doer. I just do. I'm a doer. I just like to do. I just don't know. I don't know what it is. I just do, right? Right? So, and it's a southern version of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a doer, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I just like to do. I got to chew gum when you say that. Probably sound better if I'm chewing gum. Anyway, so please don't. Please. Oh, my goodness. So, okay. Let's move on. And so in that, you know, Paul talked about in Philippians chapter 3, he talked about all of his doings. You know, as a matter of fact, when you go to a minister's breakfast, you know, they don't say, what's God saying to you? They don't, I mean, it's not every one of them. I'm just talking about most of them. You know, the American concept, you know, they don't say, anyway, this is what's said. So, what you doing? And you say what you're doing. And they go, well, what are you doing? I'm doing this. Oh, you're doing this? I'm doing that. What do you do? I do this. What do you do? Do. So, I mean, it's all about works. It's all about doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like do and do or do-do. You like a do-do meeting, right? It's like, and the people don't even really care what you're doing. It's just politically correct to have a do-do meeting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? This is what I do. We're not going to invest in each other. We're not going to respond. As a matter of fact, they may even think you're like, you know, out there, and they just leave. And that's not what we're called to do. We're not called to have a do and a do meeting. We're called to say, how are you? Can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these different things we could say. And so he said, when Paul listed all of his dues, and he did it in Philippians 3, I mean, he listed all these awesome religious works. He did all these things. I mean, just wonderful things, just religious works. And there's so many things being done in the name of religion. I mean, just lots of things. And he said, you know what he said? He said, I consider it doo-doo. That's what he said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like the GIV version. But, you know, he said, He said, I consider it dung. That's manure.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I consider it manure. And there's nothing worse to be in a doo-doo meeting, right?
That's right.
It's like, come on. You know, where's the power of God? Why are we asking and talking about what God's saying? You know what I'm saying? Right. Why isn't there some... This is like, we're going to go out and build a new wing on this thing, and we're going to go out and do kind works. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Do this. It's like, is anybody hearing first what God wants you to do? Well, I don't have time to hear what he wants to do, but we're very religious. Can't you see, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
And then. So those that do and do without hearing, you know, that's what Paul considered all dung. He considered it doo-doo is what he said.
Right.
You know, and that's the King James version of it. And so with that, then you have the hear-dos, those who hear what God says, the word of God, and then they just do it.
Mm.
Hear-dos.
Mm-hmm.
They hear what God says, and they put it into practice. Jesus said, if you do this, you're a wise man that builds your house on a rock, and when the storm comes, you stand.
Mm.
James says, you're blessed in all you do when you're a hear-do. Hear ain't going to get it. Do-do ain't going to get it. But hear-do gets it. This is my question for you. Are you a hear-hear? Are you a do-do? Or are you a hear-do? If you find yourself in the first two categories, you can make a decision today that I'm going to be a doer of the word of God. I am going to break loose from the hear-hears and the do-dos. And I'm just going to do what it says.
Mm.
I'm just going to read it and I'm going to do it. I'm going to say, this is what he says marriage should be, and I'm going to do it. He says, this is how finance should be, and I'm going to do it. you know, in view of his mercies, and he's grace, and he's full of grace and mercy, you know, so we do this. And understanding that, that I'm no longer going to be a hear-hear. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm just built and designed that I can only hear-hear for so, so long. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, when are we going to do something with this?
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like having this big, huge pep rally, and everybody's dressing up for it, and pom-poms, and new sound systems, and new hairdos, and new buildings, and new all this kind of stuff. And at some point, it's like, aren't we going to get on the field? 95% of the church self-professing Christians never get on the field and win one person to Jesus who died for them.
Yeah. It's not a go-ye. It has become a come-ye. And it's not like, a go-ye church. It's become a come-ye church. Come here.
Yeah,
come in the building.
Yes.
You know, but don't go.
That's exactly it. And we're called to be a go-ye. We don't pray about, you know, oh, I'm just wondering, you know, I'm wondering, God, you know, it's me again. And thank you for my stuff and things. And I just want to ask this question. I'm just kind of pondering. Should I leave the lap of luxury? Should I cut back on my overtime? Should I sell my boat so I could go tell somebody about you? And then they hear some other voice that says, why would you want that? I mean, you got all this stuff going on. Just give some money to the 5% who will do it.
Right. Mm. Right.
But I'm going to tell you this. Listen. If you are struggling with moving from a here or from a do-do to a here-do, and you want to get active right now, I want to encourage you. Go to vfnfamily.org. Maybe that's where you can begin to hear and you can do. You know what I'm saying? Or there's others across the world that are hearing and they're doing. George Bonner says people are leaving the hear-hears and the do-dos. I mean, he didn't say it that way. People are leaving tradition so they right. can keep their relationship with God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so understanding that you can begin to get active. And if you're struggling with, you know, trying to get them to God, lead them to God, lead them to VFN Radio, lead them to VFN TV. It's a totally available for the world. The world's listening. Lead them to us, and we will partner with you to lead them to Christ, and we together can obey the Great Commission. The question is, are you a hear-hear, a do-do, or a hear-do?
And you think about it. It's also, there is, you know, hoodoo. There's hoodoo as well. Not only is there hear-hear, not only is there do-do, mm-hmm. you know, and ultimately God's looking for hear-dos, mm-hmm. but there's one more. There's hoodoo. You think about it. I mean, a lot of people think they are what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they ask you, what do you do? And if you do something that actually gets more money, has more of a crowd or something like that because of the hoodoos, they think, oh my goodness, you're a bigger hoodoo than me. You know, but Jesus said this. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said this in Matthew, I think it's chapter 7, verse 21. He says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does, so not just the did part, does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So it's not just doing. I mean, we've talked to people who they're doers, man. They really are doers. And they look around, they tell everybody, hey, this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk to say, hey, what's God saying to you? I don't have a lot of time to that. And you know, we know people that, you know, that's being asked to speak over a large group of believers, and they're telling us that I haven't heard from the Lord in 2 years. It's like, don't speak over the people. Oh my goodness. And why is anybody choosing you to do that anyway? It's because you got here, you got do-do, and you got hoodoo. You know, and hoodoo is somebody who thinks that what they're doing is who they are. And that's why people don't mind telling you about what they do. That's what those do and do meetings is. But the hoodoo is always been wrestled with in the church from the beginning of times, that people started, you know, saying, I got this gift, and so-and-so's got this gift, and I've been baptized by this person. You know, he's like, and he says, it goes on to say in verse 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not? So they're thinking because they had a gift and because they used the gift, that's who they were. And they showed up and said, look, did you see how I sang for you, Jesus? I sang. And everybody just applauded me for singing that song. Did you see that?
Right.
He said, many people are going to come to me that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Which means they prophesied. Mm-hmm. They means they accurately prophesied. I mean, I know people that are in the grave right now and died a sinner and died away from God, even though they prophesied accurately.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
don't we?
That's true.
And did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name, did we not drive out demons? Which means that somebody can have what they call a deliverance ministry. And demons could be flying out because it's the power that's in the name of Jesus is what's happening. That's what's going on. God's God despite what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in your name, didn't we perform many miracles, which means legs not there and legs come back. You know, somebody's dead, now they're alive. All these miracles begin to happen. Then Jesus said, then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? They were caught up in hoodoo. They really thought because they used a gift, and it was a gift. A gift is this. It's just given to you.
Mm.
It's just given to you, right?
Yeah.
It's just given to you.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're not what was been given to you. It's like somebody giving you a car. You go, look, I'm a car. I'm a car. It's like, no, you're driving a car that somebody gave to you.
All right.
You know, now use it for the one that gave it to you.
Yeah.
And or you look at the letters written to the church, the churches in Revelation, that, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, using your gift is a fruit. It's fruit. Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruit. He says up right above that in the same Matthew chapter 7, he says in verse 15, he says, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are furious wolves. By their fruit, you will recognize them. Do not do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit and every bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will know them or recognize them by their fruit. John 15, see, Jesus says, if you don't abide in me, then you're not going to bear fruit and your branch is going to be thrown into the fire. That's what he says.
Right.
And so a lot of people would say, hey, my fruit is my gift. That's hoodoo. No, it's your intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know his voice. And he knows you. He knows you. You're spending time together. And fruit are people. Who are you loving? Whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I needed clothes, you all the different things that he does. And he says, I'm not unjust. I won't forget the love you have shown me as you help my people and continue to help them. If you say that you love me who you can't see and you don't love your brother, this part of saying that you're mine is a lie.
That's right.
It's how we treat other people. So it's not what we do who we are. It's the fact is, do we do what the Father told us to do? Did we obey the Father's will? And he said, Lord, Lord, many people come to him that last day. And he says, listen, you didn't do my Father's will. And you can only know his will when you hang out with him. You're going to have to spend some time, but you're going to need to abide with him. So you have, again, you have hear-hears. People who hear and hear again.
Mm-hmm.
I think America's got the most beautiful hear-hearers,
mm-hmm.
and they have large facilities to hear and hear again.
Yeah.
At some point, you got to do something.
Yeah, right.
And then you have the do's and the do's, you know, all those different do-do meetings that they're just talking about the do, but nobody really cares about it. They're just trying to make sure their pile of do's bigger than your pile of do, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And they feel like they're accomplishing more because they have a bigger pile of do, right?
Yeah.
D-O.
Yeah.
Right? Doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then you have the hoodoos that, you know, they're caught up in and they feel like they are who they are because of what they do. And so many people go down. I think about, you know, Kirk Franklin. You know, Kirk Franklin, you know, he's a singer, his gift is singing, but he was dying. He was performing what he does, and everybody thought he was what he does. At the same time, he's dying behind the scenes. And it took somebody to see the man behind what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew this man wasn't what he does. That's not who he is. And reached out and began to minister to him, and he got totally healed, and now his gift is used in the right area. Because everybody that has a gift and understands this, they know people are receiving them based off what they do, but inside they're crying out to be recognized for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to make that decision. You cannot let people, like people fell at Paul's feet to worship him, and people thought, you got to say, get off that ground. Don't be, you know, worshiping this gift, because this is supposed to draw you to God, not to me. And so I just want to encourage you today, you know, and of course, then you have hear-dos, people who hear the word of God and do what it says, and they're blessed. When they do this, they're blessed in all they do. You know, you want to be blessed in all that you do? That is what you do. to be a hearer of the word and do what it says. Abide with God, hear what he says, and do what he says. You can find out more how to do that at iabide.org. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.